Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor.
All right, so I have Heather Dean Brewer here with me. She is the author of one of my new favorite children's books called Love is Powerful. Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
So, can you tell me a little bit about what Love is Powerful is about?
Yeah, absolutely. Love is Powerful is about a girl who attends a march with her mama and whose message, Love is Powerful, is heard by all. The story was inspired by the real-life experience of my friend Mari, who was just 6 at the time when she attended the Women's March in New York City in 2017. At the time, our president had said and done hurtful things to women and toward other communities. And as I was getting ready to go to the Women's March to protest the things our president had done, I had a lot of questions. And some of those questions Mari asks in the book. I wondered, how much difference does one voice make? Does it really matter if I showed up? You know, could we make change when things felt so hopeless? And so I was sitting at my kitchen table trying to write and work out these emotions from the day when Mari's mom sent me a video. And in this video, it was of Mari raised above the crowd at the Women's March shouting, "Love is powerful." So seeing Mari in that really empowering moment helped me process my own feelings and answer some of those questions. And of course, showing up does matter, and one voice makes a difference because love is powerful.
Where can grown-ups go to purchase Love is Powerful?
Mari's favorite bookstore is Word Up Community Bookshop in Brooklyn, New York. So grown-ups can order Love is Powerful there. Or if you're not in New York, you can order a copy anywhere books are sold.
Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Before we get started, I have to wish a happy, happy birthday to one of our Tailblazers, AJ. AJ, I hope you have the greatest birthday ever. And now for our shout-outs. A very big hello and thank you to Tovik, Charlie and Cooper, and Willa. Thank you so much for listening to Girl Tales. It makes me incredibly happy to know that you enjoy our stories. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. If you'd like to hear your child's name at the top of our next episode, head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today. Now on to our episode. This is Franny K. Stein. Enjoy! I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. She's unlike a lot of my other friends because, well, she's made of wood. Not just wood, of course. Also, mud and sticks and berries. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, though. Let's start at the beginning. Before I met my wooden friend, my friend of sticks and berries, I met Dr. Franny K. Stein. Dr. Franny is a doctor in our small town here, but not the kind of doctor you go to when you're feeling sick. She's more like a scientist. I'd call her a mad scientist, but to be clear, Franny is always very happy. Dr. Franny is one of the smartest people in our town, and she is always doing crazy and cool science experiments. She plays with magnets and gears to make dancing toys. She uses berries, roots, and herbs to make special potions and fizzy drinks. But one of her experiments went far beyond anything we had ever seen in this town. One time, Dr. Franny K. Stein made herself a friend. She had spent weeks planning. It took a lot of complicated math that I really couldn't begin to understand. But she had done her homework, and it looked like it was all going to add up. She collected two logs, one big log for her friend's body, and one smaller log for her friend's head. She had four big sticks, two for her arms and two for her legs. And she had used smaller sticks, leaves, and even berries from our forest here to make a face. Two eyes, two ears, a nose, and a mouth. She had it all stuck together with mud. It was really something. Not something we'd think of as beautiful. The friend she was making looked a little bit scary. She almost looked like a monster, actually. But Dr. Fran didn't really even notice that. She was too busy doing her calculations, making sure that it would all add up. The last thing Dr. Franny K-Stein needed to make her friend was lightning. She'd studied lightning for years and knew a powerful jolt of electricity would do just the trick in bringing her friend to life. And so she waited. Night after night, she waited for the thunderstorm that would prove if her calculations were correct. And then finally, it came. It was a dark and stormy night, sometime near Halloween, and Dr. Franny was frantically running around making sure everything was just right. She had a kite flying on the outside of her laboratory, with a wire running all the way down, down through her roof, down past her kitchen, down the stairs and past her toilet. Down, down, down it ran until it reached Franny's new friend. There were levers and switches, flashing lights and beeping alarms, and then silence. A long silence, where all you could hear was the pounding rain from the storm outside. It was all very spooky. And Dr. Franny was feeling a bit scared. But she pressed on anyway, determined to bring her new friend to life. She knew she was safe as long as she was in her home. And the loud thunder wasn't something she needed to be afraid of. Then, with a lucky strike and a great big crack, a bolt of lightning hit the wire and traveled all the way down, down through her roof, down past her kitchen, down her stairs, and past her toilet. The electricity from that bolt traveled straight into Franny's friend. There was a flash of light and a terribly loud crack that knocked Dr. Franny off her seat and onto the ground. And then there was more silence. Dr. Franny slowly got back to her feet and made her way over to her friend. Had her calculations been correct? Had she succeeded in making herself and our town a new friend? There was smoke in the air and the smell of burning from all the electricity that the lightning brought. Dr. Franny could barely see through the smoke, but she coughed and waved her hand back and forth so she could see in front of her. And then, very suddenly, a wooden hand started to wave back. She had done it! She had a new friend after all! Franny and her friend fanned the smoke clear, trying to make their way to each other. But Dr. Franny had forgotten what her friend looked like. She had been so focused on the math that she didn't realize she had made her friend's face look a little bit scary. And so, when the smoke cleared and Dr. Franny got her first good look at her new friend's face, she let out a big, giant scream. She couldn't help herself. Her friend looked almost like a monster, and it startled her. Her friend gave a great big scream right back. Granny had scared her too, yelling so loudly and so suddenly. And then there was another crash of lightning, which made them both scream again. And they had at that point worked themselves into quite a fit of terror. Dr. Franny's friend didn't know what to do next. So she ran. She ran right out of the door, down the street, and straight into the woods. She was scared. She wasn't sure where she was or where she came from. She had just woken up to find a room filled with smoke and a screaming doctor. How was she supposed to piece this puzzle together? Pretty soon, though, as her run slowed to a walk, her fear began to turn to anger. It wasn't fair that the doctor had screamed that way. Was she that scary to look at? She hadn't asked for a face made of berries and mud, but it was her face just the same, and she happened to like it, even if she did look a bit different. There was no need for the doctor to have yelled. Then, as the night turned to morning, her anger slowly turned to sadness. She had walked all night through the woods, down path after path, not sure where she was or where she was meant to go. That's when she stumbled upon my treehouse. You see, I had my windows open and was enjoying the sounds of the birds chirping from the trees outside when I heard a very sad, quiet cry. It was Franny's friend slowly making her way past my treehouse. I couldn't see her from my front porch, but I couldn't listen to someone cry like that and not do something. "Hello down there?" I yelled to her from my porch. "Would you like a cup of tea?"
"No. No, thank you," the friend softly replied. "I wouldn't want to frighten you, too."
"Frighten me?" I asked, confused. "Well, I'm one tough cookie. It's hard to scare me. Please, come up to my treehouse and come inside. I'll put the kettle on and we can share a bite to eat."
"I'm not sure I can drink tea, actually," the friend said, almost starting to laugh. "I'm made of mud and berries."
"Are you now? Haven't made any friends like you before," I said. "But I sure would like to meet you." Dr. Franny's friend was feeling brave, and so she climbed slowly up the ladder to my front porch. "There now," I said. "I'm Rebecca, and it sure is nice to meet you."
"Rebecca," the friend replied. I'm not sure what my name is, to be honest."
"Sounds like you have a story to tell." And she certainly did. She told me all about Dr. Franny and how Dr. Franny screamed and how she had run off, frightened into the woods. "Well, I have to tell you," I began. "Dr. Franny is one of the kindest, happiest people I know in this town. I am just certain she did not mean to scare you like that."
"But I frightened her so much,"
my new friend replied.
"It wasn't fair of her to react to me that way."
"Well, I'd say that's certainly true, but I bet she is sorry. She's probably worried sick about you and wishing she could take it all back."
"Do you really think so?"
the friend asked. "Well, there's one way to find out, isn't there?" And with that, I offered my new friend my hand, and she took it. We climbed down the ladder and walked all the way back through the forest, hand in hand, until we reached Dr. Franny's lab. And wouldn't you know it, I was right. Dr. Franny was sitting on her porch, watching frantically to see if anyone would pass her home.
"Oh, thank goodness," she shouted.
"Told you so," I said to my friend with a smile. She smiled back as Dr. Franny ran over to us.
"Could I give you a hug?"
Dr. Franny asked.
"Yes, you can," the friend replied,
and she and Dr. Franny threw their arms around each other.
"I am so sorry I screamed. That was unfair of me," said Dr. Franny. "It was the smoke and the lightning. Everything was just so spooky. But that doesn't excuse it. It wasn't nice of me to do that, and I am so, so sorry that I upset you.
I accept your apology, said the friend.
Now, I think there is just one order of business left, I said. I think this new townsperson needs a name.
That's right, said Dr. Franny. Friend, what should we call you? What would you like your name to be?
I think my name is Friend, she said. And we all had big smiles on our faces. It was the perfect name.
And that is the story of my friend, Friend. Dr. Franny and Friend have been inseparable ever since. And every time there's a thunderstorm, instead of being scared, they just both laugh to themselves, remembering how spooked they were on that night so long ago. But they have no need to be afraid of thunder anymore because now they have each other.
That was Franny K. Stein, written and produced by Chad Shanai, executive produced and performed by me, Rebecca Cunningham.
Hey, grown-ups, we are Kids Listen,
the grassroots organization of kids podcasters, bringing your little ones and you high-quality audio content every day.
And we just got to ask you a question.
If you live in the United States, what's your voting plan for the upcoming election?
Did you know Election Day is Tuesday, November 3rd?
Did you know in many states you can vote early?
Did you know that you can vote by mail?
Did you know in many states you can still register to vote if you haven't already?
Head to vote.org now to check and see your status. Find out where you'll be voting, if you plan to vote in person, and if you plan to mail in your ballot, find out the deadline.
Your voice matters. Your vote matters.
That's vote.org. Make your voting plan today.
Grown-ups, you can follow Girl Tales on Instagram, join our Girl Tales Grown-ups Facebook group, or follow my newsletter. I'll leave the links for all of those things in our show notes. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, I believe in you.
Being a princess ain't about the dresses. Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember.